It's down to business for President Trump, and the first order of business today was economic policy. A weekend of tumult over the size of the inaugural day crowd, record-breaking protest marches, and news coverage gave way today to a focus on trade and jobs. John Yang spent this day at the White House.
All right, we're going to sign three memorandums.
On his first full workday in the White House, President Trump wielded the presidential pen.
Great thing for the American worker, what we just did.
Mr. Trump took three executive actions, formally withdrawing the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Former President Obama pushed the 12-country trade pact, but Congress never voted on it. The president also froze federal hiring outside of the military, and he revived an on-again, off-again ban on federal funding for international groups providing abortions. But the theme of the day was clearly intended to be trade, business, and jobs.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
The president had breakfast with business executives talking tax and regulation cuts. He made clear he wants to keep U.S. jobs from moving overseas.
We are going to be imposing a very major border tax on the product when it comes in, which I think is fair, So a company that wants to fire all of its people in the United States and build some factory someplace else and then thinks that that product is going to just flow across the border into the United States, that's not going to happen.
Ford CEO Mark Field said he was encouraged.
I come out with a lot of confidence that the president is very, very serious on making sure that the United States economy is going to be strong. And I think that encourages all of us as CEOs as we make decisions going forward.
Well, thank you all for being here.
Later, he met with union workers.
Companies that left are going to come back to our country, and they're going to hire a lot of people. It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, holding his first full briefing, said there'd be more meetings like those.
I think that you're going to see a lot more of that, a listening president who's engaged in trying to figure out what policies and actions that he can take, that this government can take. That's who he is. That's what he did during the transition, and I think that's what he's going to do going forward.
Mr. Trump also did some foreign policy work, speaking by phone with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, pledging to continue U.S. military aid. Meanwhile, ethics lawyers filed a federal lawsuit charging that his companies are violating the Constitution by taking payments from foreign governments while he's in office. Mr. Trump brushed it aside.
Without merit. Totally without merit.
The White House said Mr. Trump has now officially resigned from the Trump Organization, as he had promised to do.
So, John, you reported on what the Trump White House has done this first day. They had been saying to the press that they were going to come out of the box with one action after another. What more are they telling you they have up their sleeve this week?
Well, they say we should look for actions and other indications on trade later this week and perhaps on immigration. Although one thing they now say we will not see as an executive action will be President Trump undoing President Obama's executive action, deferring deportation action on undocumented immigrants who came to this country as minors. They now say that is not a priority. The priority on undocumented immigrants is on people with criminal records and those who pose a threat. And on those so-called dreamers, the young people who came as minors, they say they want to work with Congress for a permanent solution.
And, John, we know the president also has a couple of meetings already lined up with foreign leaders coming into Washington.
That's right. Friday, his first foreign visitor will be British Prime Minister Theresa May. And then on Monday, he'll be meeting with Enrique Peña Nieto, the president of Mexico.
And, John, two other quick things. We know the president is going to be going to a retreat, I guess, with congressional Republicans later in the week. But I also want to get your sense of how it feels different to be covering a Trump White House.
Well, I tell you, the transitions are always tend to be a little chaotic and a little messy. In the briefing today, there was a lot of activity, a lot of people there, a lot of interest. It was jammed in the briefing room for the briefing. It was not quite as crowded as it was for President Obama's last press conference, but still a lot of interest and a lot of people wanting to attend that first briefing.
John Yang covering the White House for us on this first full day of work day for the Trump administration. Thank you, John.